Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters at home listening of the receiver, inshallah. Tonight's Taraweeh is from the second quarter of the second para till half of the third juz. Many, many themes have been discussed in this section of the Quran in Surah Baqarah. Mainly the laws of talaq, which are very, very crucial, very important. Allah reminds us, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries, the limitations Allah has mentioned. The masail of talaq. Do not go beyond this. Allah spoke about ihya of mawta, how Allah gives life to death. Allah spoke about Ramadan in this. Tonight we'll hear about Shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Allah speaks about fasting. Kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. I mentioned the other night, it is very, very important. We should have the goal of Ramadan in front of us all the time. What is our maqsad? What is our purpose? What are we trying to achieve? Taqwa, la'allakum tattaqoon, which simply means do the do's and refrain from the don'ts. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, bring that into our lives. What Allah has prohibited us from, refrain from that to the best of our ability. Then we will get taqwa. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that Ramadan is like a ladder with 29, 30 rungs. Each step you take, each day, one day has already gone past. Through the Father and Karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us with Ramadan. May Allah make us see the end of Ramadan, the entire Ramadan with afiyat and sihat and izzat, and Allah give us full barakat, and Allah make us reach our goal, and it is tattaqoon, that we have taqwa in our lives. I mentioned also last week, five things to remember. Inshallah, if we remember these five things, our Ramadan will become easy for us. The five T's. First of all, taqwa. This is what we're trying to inculcate in our lives. Gain taqwa. Allah consciousness. We must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not do those things that Allah is going to become naraz and displeased with us. So taqwa. Second one, tawbah. Tawbah, 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 istighfar. This is the month of forgiveness. It is mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. reported by Abu Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala. A lengthy hadith in which Rasulullah s.a.w. tells the sahaba that Ramadan has come to you. It is a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to you. Allah forgives you. In the end of the hadith, Rasulullah mentioned that Allah looks at your good deeds during this month. And Allah actually boasts to the angels that look at my servants in the dunya, how they are obeying me. Allah becomes happy. And then the hadith ends, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most unfortunate, the most wretched person, the most unlucky person in the month of Ramadan is that person. The month of Ramadan comes and goes by, and he's deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we said, taqwa, tawbah, of course dua comes into tawbah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. In tonight's ayat Taraweeh, we'll hear this verse, where Allah tells us, when my servants ask about me, tell them I am qareeb, I am close. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. I answer the dua of the person who is supplicating to me. Allah wants us to beg from him. Allah wants us to raise our hands. Allah wants us to cry, shed those tears. Allah wants to see that we are begging from him. Allah gets happy to give us. In this world, you ask a person once, he may give you. Second, third time, he'll become angry. Allah becomes angry if you don't ask him. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ. When Allah is not asked, then when a person does not ask Allah, Allah becomes angry. So وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Sometimes you make dua for something, and Allah gives you the exact thing you wanted. It might not happen immediately. Allah knows when is best time to give you. Sometimes Allah gives you something far better. Sometimes Allah removes a bala, a calamity that's going to befall you. Allah shifts it away. And sometimes Allah stores the dua you made in forms of blessings for the hereafter. In Jannat, when you will go there on the day of Qiyamah, you will see so much of good deeds. Where is this from, oh Allah? Allah said, the dua you made in the world, perhaps for a nice home or a car, I did not give you then, but I preserved it for you. For today, will we see so much of blessings. So Allah is so kind. Engage in dua. So taqwa, tawbah, tawbah istighfar, and we said, taraweeh salah. Then tilawat of the Qur'an, month of Qur'an, 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 and tasbihat. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. We'll do this inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.